You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of Blindfold Pong, another game from kid-friendly software. So let me first of all say that I've got my iPhone turned on, voiceovers running, and let me just flick to the Blindfold Pong game on my home screen here.
Blindfold Pong.
One finger double tap.
Blindfold Pong. Our other games. Heading.
And as with other software from this developer, you come up with a list of other games. And of course, you can turn that off in settings if you don't want the list coming up all the time. But for the moment, if I just flick to the right.
Skip button.
There's the skip button to skip this list. One finger double tap.
Welcome to Blindfold Pong. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
As you can hear, that audio for the built-in voice is a little bit loud. So once we start playing the game, I'm going to turn it down a little bit. So let me touch the top of the screen.
Practice.
So we've got practice.
Level easy one, large paddle, slow ball.
Okay, level easy one, large paddle, slow ball. Flick to the right again.
Level easy two, mid-size paddle, slow ball.
Okay, level two, medium-size paddle, slow ball.
Level easy three, mid-size paddle, medium speed ball.
Okay, medium ball and paddle.
Selected. Level easy four, mid-size paddle, medium speed ball, bounce angle.
Okay, etc. So I'm just going to flick to the right and you can hear the rest of the levels.
Level easy five, mid-size paddle, fast speed ball. Level easy six, mid-size paddle, fast speed ball, bounce angle. Level easy seven, small paddle, fast speed ball. Level easy eight, small paddle, fast speed ball, bounce angle. Level medium one, large paddle, one slow ball, and a second slow ball.
So these ones are with a second ball.
Level medium two, mid-size paddle, one slow ball, and a second slow ball. Level medium three, mid-size paddle, medium speed ball, and a second slow ball. Level medium four, mid-size paddle, bounce angle, medium speed ball, and a second slow ball. Level medium five, mid-size paddle, fast speed ball, and a second slow ball. Level medium six, mid-size paddle, bounce angle, fast speed ball, and a second slow ball. Level medium seven, small paddle, fast speed ball, and a second. Level medium eight, small paddle, level hard one, large paddle, two balls. Level hard one, mid-size paddle, two slow balls. Level hard three, mid-size paddle, medium speed ball, and a second slower ball. Level hard four, mid-size paddle. Level hard five, mid-size paddle, fast speed ball, and a second slower ball. Level hard six, mid-size paddle. Level hard seven, small paddle, fast speed ball, and a second slower ball. Level hard eight, small paddle, bounce angle, fast speed ball, and a second slower ball. My scores button.
Okay, so that's all the different levels. They're quite extensive. And then we've got my scores.
Help button.
Help.
Settings. Button. Get upgrades button.
And get upgrades, because of course when you get the game it's free, and then as you use up your coins you have to do more in-app purchases. So let me flick back to help.
Settings. Help button.
One finger double tap.
Help. User guide. Heading.
And a two finger flick down and we'll listen to some of the user guide.
User guide. Heading. Done. Button. To exit from this screen, tap in the upper right corner. Overview. This is a pong game where you try to move your paddle so that the oncoming ball hits your paddle. To move your paddle, move your arm or your body to the left or right. In practice level and the first few levels, there is just one ball, and it is the sound of a ball rolling on a table. Move your paddle left or right so that the sound of the oncoming ball is in the center of your head. When the ball touches your paddle, you will hear a bounce sound. The ball will bounce away in the opposite direction. When the ball bounces on the left or right side, you will hear the bounce sound in that ear. When the ball bounces off of the back wall, you will hear the back wall sound in both ears. To start the game, tap the screen.
So that'll do for the user guide at the moment. That'll get us started. So top right hand side of the screen.
Done. Button.
On the done button, one finger double tap.
Level easy two, mid-size paddle, slow ball.
Okay, now I'll touch back towards the top of the screen again.
Practice.
And I'm not going to do practice, I'm going to flick to the right.
Level easy one, large paddle, slow ball.
Okay, that's level one, large paddle, slow ball. And I'm not going to play that one because it's a little bit too slow for this demo. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Level easy two, level easy three, mid-size paddle, medium speed ball.
Okay, mid-size paddle, medium speed ball. Just to give you an idea of the game, and I'll let it go for a couple of bats of the ball, and then I'll intentionally stop, and then we'll finish the game that way. Now, what I should say is, what I'm about to do, one finger double tap now to go into that game. When you first set it up, you need to calibrate the actual game itself for your movement, because basically I'm going to be turning left, right, and of course in the middle to line up my paddle with the ball so the ball hits it and bounces away. So I'm going to do that now. One finger double tap.
Using one coin to play, you have 12 coins left. To get more coins, click Get Upgrades. Starting game. A medium-sized paddle and a medium speed ball, and the ball gets faster each time you hit it. Start the game by tapping the screen. To recalibrate, swipe down with three fingers before tapping the screen.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Three fingers flick down to calibrate the screen.
When you are ready, keep the phone directly in front of you and tap the screen. You should also hear clicks in your left ear. If you hear the clicks in your right ear, then your earbuds or headphones are in the wrong ears.
Funnily enough, I actually don't hear any clicks, but now I've got my headphones on, so that's fine. I'm going to tap on the screen, and I'm going to tap on the screen again.
This game will now adjust itself to how far you turn to the left and right. First, swing your arm, or turn your entire body, to the left and then tap the screen.
Okay, so I'm going to turn around to the far left. So I'm facing over to my left, and I tap the screen, and I'm going to tap the screen again.
Now, swing your arm, or turn your entire body, all the way to the right, and tap the screen again.
And around to the right, and tapping the screen once.
Now I understand how far you turn to the left and the right. When playing this game,
to the middle.
You control the paddle by swinging your arm, or your body, to the left or the right. Going back to game. Using one coin to play. Starting game. A medium-sized paddle and a medium-speed ball, and the ball gets faster each time you hit it. Start the game by tapping the screen.
So remember, I've basically got to line up the paddle with the ball, so the sound's in the middle of my head, so to speak, between the two left and right earphones or speakers. And then the ball will actually hit the bat and bounce off again, and it keeps going until you win the game or until you miss the ball. And what I'm going to do is I'll go through about three or four revolutions, and then I'll stop and I'll miss the ball. Okay, so here we go. Tap on the screen. There's the ball. I'm going to turn around to the right. And I'm keeping turning to the left to keep track of the ball. There we go.
You received your first point for this ball hit. From now on, you'll get points each time you hit the ball.
Okay, I'm going to the left, turning. And you hit the boing. I'm at the left side. And I'm gradually turning around to the right.
Two ball hits.
Hit the ball.
Three total points.
And I'm still turning around to the right. I'm going back in the middle. And gradually turning around to the right. That was the bounce off the back wall. That's the right hand side.
Three ball hits. Six total points. You can speed the game up by selecting less talk and sound effects and settings.
Good, I can speed the game up. So I'm going to go back around to the left now. Turning. Nice and gradual. That's the back wall. Keep turning around to the left.
Four ball hits, 10 total points.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny. It's actually quite relaxing to speed. Going to the left. And it's left back's wall. And going around to the right. Back around to the middle.
Five ball hits, again. 15 total points.
It's funny, I actually don't want to stop. Let's just do one more. And then I promise I'll stop. Going to the left.
Six ball hits, 21 total points.
Okay, so now I'm actually going to miss. I'm actually going to turn around to the right. Well, it's way away from me. I'm facing right, it's basically going left. And there we go.
You scored 42 points for hitting the ball six times. Swipe up to play again, or swipe up with three fingers to go back to the main menu.
So I can swipe up with one finger to play again, or three finger flick up to go back to the main menu, and I'll flick up to go back to the main menu.
Going back to main menu.
Selected. Level easy 3. Mid-size paddle.
And I'm just going to increase the volume of voiceover. Two finger
selected.
Flick down, just the
level
volume.
Level easy 3. Mid-size paddle.
There we go. And I'm going to press the home button to come out of the app.
Home. Blindfold Pong.
And that completes this demo of Blindfold Pong. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.